Let's go behind those walls. Behind the prison walls of Brad and John.
We'll end up there someday.
You think they're shoveling behind the walls, behind the prison walls today?
I don't think the guards are doing it.
Put them to work, right?
I think so.
All right, we got a couple things to tell you about in the Brad and John's behind the prison walls here today. We got that strike that is continuing at Coyote Ridge over in this near the, I think this is near the Tri-Cities is where this is, where the inmates are refusing to eat because they don't like the kind of breakfast they've been getting. So that continues.
And then we're going to tell you
what kind of setup Chapo has, El Chapo's going to have in prison.
No, they're not like hard, fast hunger strike and not eating anything. They're still eating. They just don't want to eat what they're getting given.
They are not eating any of the food at the prison. The only they're not eating any of the food at the cafeteria. The only food they are eating is stuff that they buy from the commissary. This has been going on since February 1st. And according to
I've been eating nothing but ho-hos.
According to the Seattle Times, it has continued at least through Monday. So that thing's been going on for at least 10 days. They don't like the cold breakfast that they get served the night before. So what happens before bedtime is they're handed their breakfast. They said, all right, this is going to be your breakfast in the morning. Hang on to this. And so it's like a cold muffin or something that they get. It's a muffin, a protein bar, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, cereal or oatmeal, powdered milk, and juice.
That's a great breakfast. You're in jail.
That's a lot more than what I eat. That's a lot of stuff there.
Yeah, but if they can go down to the prison commissary and spend their own money, whatever they make, 39 cents a day or whatever, they're not starving.
No, as long as they still have money in their accounts to buy food from the commissary. But then you got to buy them for all your meals, you know. It's not just a breakfast strike they're doing. Apparently, they're striking all meals
there. Well, I'm sorry, but if my knucklehead cousin or, you know, whatever, brother-in-law calls me from jail and says, can you send me money because I don't like the food they're giving me? I'm saying, man, do your time.
Well, listen, it's not just the food. These guys aren't getting the TVs that they want.
Can't get Netflix.
According to some of the other prisoners, Seattle Times interviewed another inmate there at Coyote Ridge, and he said, hey, man, we got a range of issues here. Lack of TVs, the condition of the exercise equipment, and not enough educational programs for those who are serving longer sentences. So get that stuff fixed, and then maybe we'll start eating your food again. All right, now let's talk about what El Chapo has going on. Chapo found guilty. He's going to a Supermax, and they think he's going to the Supermax facility in Colorado, Florence, Colorado, okay? Opened in 1994. It's called the Administrative Maximum Facility for the most dangerous inmates in our prison system in the country. Who are we talking about? Ever heard of the Unabomber? All right.
That's where Teddy Kaczynski is?
Teddy K. There, the Boston Marathon bomber, World Trade Center bomber. That's where those people are. And that's where...
How do you think that first step meeting goes?
El Chapo's going to be. A professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York says, for someone like El Chapo, the chances of escape from a facility like this are nil. Don't forget, this guy escaped from two of them, but that was in Mexico, you know. I mean, he had help.
Yeah. Nobody's tunneling into this joint in Colorado.
No, it's called the Alcatraz of the Rockies. It's located in a complex of prisons in a remote area about 115 miles south of Denver. The inmates are held in specially designed control units that function as prisons within prisons. It's like a self-contained area within a self-contained area within a self-contained area.
It's like when they
had one former inmate.
It's like in Silence of the Lambs when they had him inside the jail, inside the one big room, and then in the cage.
The prisoners are confined to single-person cells for 22 or more hours a day, depriving them of virtually all contact with the outside world. Special restrictions are designed to ensure some inmates have no means of exerting influence or threats beyond prison walls.
Didn't the first time Chapo went to prison, there was like prostitutes and parties and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
and
they
had full on like football games and everything going on in there.
He was getting more action in there than he was outside. Inside their cell, the most highly guarded inmates have a television with content designed to provide them with education, psychological help, and religious
I'd show Bob Ross reruns. That's what I'd show him all day long.
Singing.
That's all you get is Bob Ross. Everybody's learning to paint up in this. Come on.
Each cell has a narrow window, 42 inches tall, angled toward the sky, and inmates cannot see each other from inside their units. And that is where El Chapo is headed, behind the prison walls with Brad and John. Yeah, you know, that breakfast doesn't sound that bad. That's a lot
of
stuff,
man. Oatmeal and a protein bar and some juice.
And you got peanut butter and jelly.
Come on.
I know, I'm not a fan of the powdered, whatever that powdered milk business is. But
what do you want, Eggs Benedict?
Give me some water, a PB&J, a muffin.
Smoked salmon Benedict.
I'm all good to go.